CBS News brings you the world on News and Talk Radio WCRN, Worcester, Boston.
Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com. Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543. On the web at AaronPallet.com.
Hi, this is Barbara Espinosa, inviting you to join me on Hair on Fire by Barbara, Mondays at 8 p.m. on KFNX 1100 News Talk Radio, and on American Freedom by Barbara. Please join me for Hair on Fire. You'll be glad you did.
From Ghana to Liberia, from Guinea to Nigeria, Bee Shipping handles it. Rail, intermodal, trucking, warehousing, distribution, freight forwarding, Bee's does it all. Door-to-door delivery, client or family pickup, no problem with Bee's. Shipping with Bee's is easy. Whatever the product, we have the expertise, network reach, and capacity to deliver it safely, timely, and cost-effectively. And with pickup points in New York City, New Haven, Newark, Worcester, and more, Bee's has you covered. Let Bee's Shipping take the sting out of shipping to Africa. Find out more at beeshipping.com or call 908-656-3941. Have you always wanted to learn to fly? Well, you're just $59 away from the cockpit at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport. You provide the drive. We'll provide the plane, the instructor, and the adventure. Take that first step into the freedom of the skies and find out just how affordable your dream is. 345-0373 on the web at FCAFlightCenter.com.
WCRN.
And a happy new year from the tech guy on the radio, taking a little time from our Christmas open house. 67 people who have been down there. John, you were there today.
Yes, 67 people.
67 was the count when I left. I'll be heading back to the party afterwards, but we're doing the show live today. Happy new year to everybody who's listening in on our 50,000 watts of WCRN or listening online at WCRNradio.com. We're going to be happy to have you call in a little bit later at 508-438-0965 to talk to our guests. We have a lot of people to hear and a lot of things to discuss, but first I want to give a couple of shout-outs to two of our new advertisers. Want to welcome Bee's Shipping on board. Bee's takes the sting out of shipping to Africa. Thank you for joining us. And the FCA Flight Center in at Fitchburg Airport. Conquer the air for only $59 to be flying a plane yourself. So thanks to the FCA Flight Center for joining us. And today we have a great show. We have the science guy back in the studio. Him, great to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
And a happy new year to you and yours.
I love the addition to your hat this week.
Well, yep, this is the eighth day of Christmas, so this is the Christmas fedora.
Is it the Santa fedora?
Yes, this is the Santa fedora. And
does it tickle?
only if you get close enough, and I haven't had any yet. And we have John Weston from Conservatively Speaking still here, and an additional guest who is running for chairman of the state Republican Party. And John,
yes,
could you introduce him?
Yes, he is a carryover. It's Bill McCarthy.
Bill, thanks for sticking around for a few minutes.
Thanks for inviting me.
And our primary guest is Barbara Espinosa, host of Hair on Fire by Barbara in Scottsdale, Arizona. Blogger from AmericanFreedom.com. Barbara, are you there?
You bet your bippy I'm here, darling.
Barbara, happy new year to you. I only regret that you're not at my party, which is still going on without me. They're probably having even more fun. And when we're done tonight, we are going to go back to the party. There's a lot of beer to be drunk, which I haven't had any of yet, and some nice Sicilian Lambrusco and a little bit of lasagna yet.
You had a lot of beer?
There's beer there, and I didn't have any because we're doing the show. And
you holding out?
Yep. Well, there's Mike's eggnog too, but we better not get too deeply into that right now. But let's, Barbara, your radio show, tell us a little bit about your radio show and where our listeners can find you. And they should find you because you're an advertiser here and you have a great show.
I am on 1100KFNX. .com. It is an AM station. It is in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm on Monday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. Arizona time. And the show's called Hair on Fire. And everybody wants to know why my show is called Hair on Fire, because I'm from Texas. And when something pisses you off, you say, boy, that sets my hair on fire. And ever since the Obama has been in the administration, my hair is on fire every day. So hence the name of the show.
Well, we've had our hair on fire here in Massachusetts for a while because of, unfortunately, the woeful state of the Republican Party. And we have a gentleman here that we're carrying over just for a second. I would like to talk to him briefly while we have him, who's going to try and change things a bit. John, can you introduce our extra guest again?
Yes, as I was saying, it's Bill McCarthy, and Bill happens to be a criminal justice professor. Let me get this straight. Quinsigamond, Becker, Assumption, I get them all? Okay. We didn't get that in the last hour and a half, but he's a very knowledgeable guy, and he basically is the head of the GOP here in Worcester County. Very, very involved, very intelligent, great speaker. Can you tell I like him?
Just a tad. Now, Barbara, you've written a bit about some of the struggles within the Republican Party in Arizona, the fight between the RINOs and the conservatives.
Peter, I do not like that definition, RINO, because I don't believe that just because everybody doesn't believe every single solitary thing, it makes them a RINO. I think as long as you believe in the basic philosophies of the Republican Party, you should be accepted and not called names.
All right. I see your point there, but correct me if I'm wrong. There has been some fight between the more conservative wings and the less conservative wings, let's say.
There has been some absolutely just knife stabbing, backstabbing between the extreme progressive Republicans who go along with a lot of the progressive ideas and the conservative Republicans. It seems to be, from what I am hearing from the county PCs, is that McCain and Kyle want to control the grassroots Republican Party. So what they are doing is they are promoting two or three different Republicans for a county chairman, precinct captains, so if one of theirs get in, then they've got control of that precinct or they've got control of that county. They did it in Yuma. They raised a lot of PAC money in Yuma, McCain did. And instead of donating portions of it to the Arizona Republican Party, they took the money and used it promoting their agenda in Pinal County, and now they are in Maricopa County promoting their agenda, which is open borders. And
open borders is not a very popular concept, at least among conservatives here. Yeah. Bill,
I had a point. Barbara, having lived in Texas myself and now living here in Massachusetts, when you say RINO, Republican in name only in the South, it means one thing, but we've got a few up here in Massachusetts that are way further to the left than any Republican you would ever find down there in the South. For instance, there was a congressman by the name of Chet something. He represented the district for Texas A&M. And he was a Democrat, but boy, up here in Massachusetts, he would qualify as a conservative Republican. So there's a big difference geographically when you look at what happens in the South versus what happens up here.
That's true. However, what's happening here also is Democrats are re-registering as Republicans.
Uh-oh.
And then they're running in a Republican district and a lot of times getting elected. So
Now, is it a question of Republicans, who Democrats finding religion, or Democrats thinking that that letter R will help them a little more and not changing their opinions?
I don't know. When I interviewed someone that was running for Congress and I was being hustled to do a lot of blogging about them, I said I won't do anything until I interview them. When I interviewed them, they had been on the Glenn Beck show and indicated to me that they had voted for Obama, but then saw the light and switched to Republican and was running in the race as a Republican candidate.
I remember what Cynthia Yockey, the conservative lesbian, said to me once. She said, Obama has created an awful lot of new conservatives. Now, Bill, here in Massachusetts, you're a person who's going to be going after, you know, you're going after the state chairmanship. Now,
and our main issue is the redistricting. We just found out that we lost one of the congressional seats, and that's the biggest issue here among the Republicans, the redistricting. What's going to happen? There's going to be gerrymandering. Who's going to get what positions? We're very concerned about that. That's the biggest issue right now.
Bill,
everything else, yes.
That's also happening in Arizona. Ah. They are doing redistricting. And let me ask you a question. Is it okay, Peter?
Oh, no, go ahead. Fire away.
There was a blog about Scott Brown that he was interviewed by a blogger and told the blogger that if he wanted to know anything that was happening in Congress or any person to go to, that he always went to John Kerry to ask the questions because John Kerry could point him in the right direction. Mm. How do y'all feel about that?
I don't know if that's accurate. There is a lot of bad information that's out there about Scott Brown. They're attacking him from every angle, and I'm not surprised that something like that came out. I mean, right now, he is the most popular politician in the state of Massachusetts, and they're looking to see who they can put up against him next year. And there's talk that probably one of the congressmen who might be bumped out of a district, he could go against him. I mean, there's a number of things that they're saying about him.
But he has been, if you look at his voting record, he has been voting with the Democrats.
On some issues, you're right.
The only problem that we have here in Massachusetts is, I mean, how do we put this? Our stronger conservative candidates were not able to take a single district. Even here in Worcester County, which is the strongest county, we weren't able to take a thing. And
well, we're just not organized enough yet. We're just coming out of it. And we have to thank Obama for that, because a lot of those people who hadn't been aware of the political issues are much more aware of it now. So timing's everything. I see us in the next 4 to 5 years building, and we will have a number of Republicans, good conservative Republicans, elected to office here in Massachusetts.
One thing that happened in this last go-round that I found very interesting was that Barney Frank seemed like he was scared at one point. And I don't think that man has even had an opponent in, 10 years?
Right.
12 years, something like that? So this time they had to spend real money defending some of their entrenched candidates. And that, to me, at least shows great improvement in the state.
Right.
It's not necessarily where we want to be, but it at least is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and each race has been a little bit different, too. So I see us 5 or 10 years from now, Barbara, as looking a little bit different than the rest of the country has been looking at us. First of all, the Senator Kennedy is gone, and we have some folks that are really good conservatives that are going to win.
Well, hopefully with Scott Brown, we've got a foot in the door, and from that we'll be able to improve to some more conservative candidates. But we're coming up to a break right now. We're going to be back with the Science Guy and Barbara Espinoza. Bill, I want to thank you for staying for a little while, and we're going to start talking about the border. And we will be back on WCRN, 50,000 watts of power going through New England and beyond. At JS Protective Services, Inc., www.jsps.us, your security is our business.
JS Protective is a family-owned business that will provide you with professionally trained and certified guards for all your security needs. Uniformed or plain clothes, armed or unarmed, one guard or 50. JS Protective Services, 978-537-6700, makes the security of your business their business. And if you have an emergency, we can provide same-day services for any contingency. Your business is your living. Keep it safe and secure with JS Protective Services, Inc., 435 Lancaster Street, Leominster, and on the web at www.jsps.us. It's Magic and More at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster. Singles, boxes, weekly tourneys, supplies. If it's magic, Land's got you covered. Is Warhammer 40,000 your game? Land has all you need for the battle of a lifetime. Got a D&D game, a tabletop league, or any game? Post it at Land. And special orders? No problem. Any system from Munchkin to Talisman is just a call away. You've got game at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Route 12, Leominster. 978-466-9851. On the web at landgamestore.com.
Jane, you look sharp.
Of course. I just came from Sharp Design Salon in Fitchburg.
Sharp Designs? I love that place. Bernadette, Jackie, and Val make my hair look awesome.
And it's not just hair. Makeup, facials, they do it all.
I know. When Monica makes me up, I'm ready for the holidays.
I love the Saturday hours. They're open till 5 p.m. Most salons close at 12.
And with evening hours on Friday, Sharp Designs is there when you need them.
If you want a sharp look, you want Sharp Designs in Fitchburg, 978-343-3324.
That's 978-343-3324.
Now at their new location, 360 Summer Street, Fitchburg, across from Little's Floor Covering. There are many ways that you can be a soldier's angel. You can adopt a soldier, sending letters and care packages to the deployed. You can give the Project Valor IT, buying voice-controlled laptops and systems for the wounded. You can sew or crochet for Operation Top Knot, making items for infants and expectant mothers and military families. There are many ways to be a soldier's angel. Find your way at soldiersangels.org. Do you have a little angel in you? Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, on the web at aaronpallet.com.
We are Brick and Mortar at Goldrick & Son Masonry, 155 Lunenburg Street in Fitchburg. For 30 years, we've done it all, from stone walkways to patios and more. No job is too big or too small. Commercial or residential, your stonework will be done by fully licensed and insured professionals. We offer senior citizen discounts, and all work is guaranteed. We aren't satisfied until you are. Call 978-597-2622 for a free estimate. That's Goldrick & Son Masonry, 978-597-2622. We are Brick and Mortar.
Critic Yarrow Hall calls Linguini's Italian Eatery a tasty slice of fun. The Boston Phoenix says, "We'll never abandon Shrewsbury Street, but next time we're in the burbs, we'll drop in on the Linguini's family." Add your review to theirs at Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West, Marlborough. Open 7 days. When it comes to floors, you're covered with Little's Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. For 20 years, Little's has sold and installed the best selection of carpets and floors for your home or business. Keep yourself covered with Little's Floor Covering, 978-345-5425, on the web at littlesfloorcovering.com. Financing available.
AM 830 WCRN.
And we are back with 50,000 watts of AM power through New England and beyond here at WCRN with the tech guy on the radio. We're back with Barbara Espinoza from the American Freedom Blog and from Hair on Fire by Barbara and the science guy from here and from Massachusetts and John Weston from Conservatively Speaking has stayed over. Before we get to our next topic, we got to have another shout out for another new advertiser who will be joining us next week, the Fifth Street Diner, the official diner of the Tech Guy on the Radio. And Tim, the science guy, you've eaten down there with me. And in fact, there's been quite a few bloggers who've eaten there.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah, you've been there. The hospitality guy's been there. The Carmelite's been there. Stacy McCain has eaten there. And, of course, I've eaten there. Barbara, when you're up to visit me sometime, you're going to have to eat there. That little diner has more bloggers in it than anything you've ever seen.
Listen, if it's Italian food, I'm there.
Well, it's not a lot of Italian food, but the food is very, very good.
Barbara, you really missed the party at his house then. You should have flown up here to go to the party he's been throwing at his house today.
I should have, but, you know, there's a little thing about called money. and I'm coming to Washington, D.C. in February to the CPAC conference, so I couldn't do both.
Well, I'll be there as well. In fact, we're going to be hoping to do the show live from CPAC. We'll have you on the air with a lot of other bloggers that day. That'll be the February 12th show, and we're going to 2 hours, by the way, come February. So the show will be growing stronger and stronger. But thinking of things going stronger and people going places to do things, Barbara, you're at the border, and you've covered a lot of border issues. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about open borders issues and amnesty. There was a story that you reported on your website about an organization that was now trying to encourage open borders, so to speak. It was rather amazing. The Partnership for a New American Economy. And it was being
led... One in the tank.
And it was being led by Bloomberg and a few others, some corporate bigwigs. You can find this on www.AmericanFreedomByBarbara.com. And one of the most interesting things I found about this story was how people associated with the McCain family were involved.
That's true. But you have to understand something about McCain. McCain is for amnesty and open borders. McCain has been for it from the very beginning. He has never changed his mind. He has done everything possible to make the people in Arizona think, you know, he's not for amnesty anymore. He saw the light. However, McCain spent $25 million in a primary election against a Republican who absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is not for open borders. So a lot of the things that came up is that he spent the $25 million because he was preparing to run for president again. One was that he was protecting the myth of him being a hero, which I have done since February. I can't tell you how much research I've done about McCain, nor can I tell you how much I've posted about him. But he ran against J.D. Hayworth, and Hayworth wrote a book, Whatever It Takes. And to me, you don't spend $25 million in a primary against another Republican unless there's some definite reason for it. And my opinion is because John McCain wants open borders and will do whatever it takes to get it.
Now, there was one interesting thing about the post that we're talking about, and it has also been referenced from another blog, Seeing Red AZ at WordPress.com, and I noticed that the story that talked about the connections with the open border crowd was in an insert to a paper. But the initial story had actually come out before the primary, but it got no national traction. Now, why do you think... Now, Tim, isn't it a little bit amazing, considering how big that primary was and how big the open borders issue is here, even in Massachusetts? I mean, in Arizona, it must be huge because of the amount of violence and such going on in Mexico. Doesn't it seem strange to you that a story that would connect one of the candidates to the open borders crowd would have been suppressed before the primary?
I don't know that I'm shocked. I wish it wouldn't be. But things like that have ceased to amaze me a long time ago. Now, I've actually, on one occasion, been lucky enough to meet Senator McCain, and being a military veteran myself, I can't say enough about his service when he was in the Army. I do think that he should have retired two terms ago, when he was still, I think, doing reasonable work. Now I'm not sure what he's doing, although I will say this, Barbara, that I think I knew more about that campaign because it got so much national news coverage than I did about some of the others, even locally. I think Mark Levin especially talked to McCain's opponent, who I'm drawing a blank on the name.
J.D.
J.D.
Hayworth,
thank you. Talked about him just constantly. And he was a very conservative Republican. I really do wish he would have been had the opportunity to run for senator. I think he could have done great things in the Senate. Now, John McCain, I do think he's done great service to this country. But I do think it's time for him to retire.
Now, I must confess, I have a soft spot for McCain for one particular reason. And that's because in 2007, when everybody else was opposing the surge, when it would have been I think the biggest thing McCain ever did for the country was support the surge. And I think that made the difference between the winning of the Iraq War and the losing of it. Plus, I'm a big Sarah Palin fan, so I was, when he picked Palin, I think it made a lot of difference for the party. But I also supported J.D. Hayworth as the better choice, and I think it's a shame. I think the media, once McCain was no longer a threat for the presidency, I think the media just went back to him, supporting him as the most liberal Republican choice.
Actually, it had a lot to do with money. McCain, like I said, spent $25 million. He took, I think it was close to $10 million that was left over from his presidential campaign and put it into the the primary Senate race. J.D. had less than right around $2 million, and there's no way that you can outspend McCain when he's got that kind of money in a primary. The thing that really turned it around for McCain, because, before it was sort of neck and neck, McCain started doing nothing, absolutely nothing, but negative advertising about J.D., and it was a scalpel advertising, like he would take one portion of a bill that J.D. had voted for and hone in on that, and most of the time it was an amendment that had been added to maybe a military bill, and they would add some off-the-wall thing onto the end of the bill. Well, if you voted against the bill, then the military didn't get the funding, or they didn't get the airplanes or the armor or whatever it was they needed. So J.D. would vote for it. The larger portion of the bill that he believed in, because that was the only way he could do it. So McCain took the small portion that was the pork piece or whatever and hammered that one home.
Well, we're coming up to a hard break, so we're going to have to leave it there for the moment. We're going to be coming up to news on the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the border violence in Mexico and some interesting things happening in Venezuela that the Science Guy wrote about. This is WCRN, 50,000 watts of AM power.
The Worcester Telegram and Gazette says Linguini's Italian restaurant continues to amaze. Worcester Magazine says the talent in the kitchen would add a star to the competition. Add your review to theirs at Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West, Marlboro. Open 7 days. Have you always wanted to learn to fly? Well, you're just $59 away from the cockpit at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport. You provide the drive. We'll provide the plane, the instructor, and the adventure. Take that first step into the freedom of the skies and find out just how affordable your dream can be. Conquer the air for only $59 at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport, 978-345-0373, on the web at fcaflightcenter.com. Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than Candlepin Bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at putnamstreetlanes.com. When it comes to floors, you're covered with Littles Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. For 20 years, Littles has sold and installed the best selection of carpets and floors for your home or business. Keep yourself covered with Littles Floor Covering, 978-345-5425, on the web at littlesfloorcovering.com. Financing available.
We are Brick and Mortar at Goldrick and Son Masonry, 155 Lunenburg Street in Fitchburg. For 30 years, we've done it all, from stone walkways to patios and more. No job is too big or too small. Commercial or residential, your stonework will be done by fully licensed and insured professionals. We offer senior citizen discounts, and all work is guaranteed. We aren't satisfied until you are. Call 978-597-2622 for a free estimate. That's Goldrick and Son Masonry, 978-597-2622. We are Brick and Mortar.
Three other people in Missouri, three in Arkansas, and there's plenty of destruction.
I grew up here, and everything's gone. It's just, it's all gone. There's nothing left.
CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers is in Sunset Hills, Missouri.
Surrounded by devastation, Jim Bearden is simply glad everyone in his neighborhood made it out alive.
How lucky do you feel that there were no major injuries when you look at the damage here?
There's a God. There has to be a God.
The storm system left behind bitter cold. I'm told cleanup will continue throughout the night here tonight, and the cold will make the painful process even tougher.
Unusually warm winter weather was a key factor in creating those tornadoes. The new governor of New York says he'll work to get people to believe in their state government again.
The state faces a budget deficit, and a competence deficit, and an integrity deficit, and a trust deficit.
Andrew Cuomo says he'll lay some workers off to try to get the state's finances in order. He's promised to end Albany's overspending for special interests that have led to some of the highest taxes in the nation. President Obama says the new year gives elected officials in Washington a chance to actually work together.
I'm willing to work with anyone of either party who's got a good idea and the commitment to see it through. And we should all expect you to hold us accountable for our progress or our failure to deliver.
The president spoke during his weekly media address. Republicans say they'll be taking aim at reducing the size of government and keeping it from spending too many tax dollars. Senator-elect Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire gave her party's weekly media talk.
The American people sent us to Congress with clear instructions. Make government smaller, not bigger. And stop spending money we don't have on programs that aren't working.
She says the next Congress marks a new chapter for the country. Pakistani intelligence officials say the latest U.S. missile strikes in Pakistan have killed at least 18 suspected insurgents. They say there were three strikes just hours apart in a militant stronghold near the Afghan border. Reporter Aftab Borka is in Karachi.
There have been at least four drone strikes in the north Waziristan tribal area of Pakistan. This is particularly one of the seven semi-autonomous tribal regions that border Afghanistan and that has been a hotbed of militancy in the past years. This is the only area where the Pakistani military has not pushed in.
Officially, Pakistan's government condemns the missile strikes. Afghan police and customs officials are going to be getting more training from American experts on how to manage the country's border crossings. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, who's now visiting Afghanistan, says the training is needed to prepare for the eventual exit of all four.
There are many ways that you can be a soldier's angel. You can bake. Our angel bakers bake homemade treats for the deployed. You can write. Our wounded TLC team sends out cards and letters of support to the wounded. You can knit. Our sewing team makes blankets and scarves for the deployed. There are many ways to be a soldier's angel. Find your way at soldiersangels.org. Do you have a little angel in you? Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street lanes.com. From Ghana to Liberia, from Guinea to Nigeria, B Shipping handles it. Rail, intermodal, trucking, warehousing, distribution, freight forwarding, Bees does it all. Door-to-door delivery, client or family pickup, no problem with Bees. Shipping with Bees is easy. Whatever the product, we have the expertise, network reach, and capacity to deliver it safely, timely, and cost-effectively. And with pickup points in New York City, New Haven, Newark, Worcester, and more, Bees has you covered. Let Bees Shipping take the sting out of shipping to Africa. Find out more at beesshipping.com or call 908-656-3941. At JS Protective Services, Inc., www.jsps.us, your security is our business. JS Protective is a family-owned business that will provide you with professionally trained and certified guards for all your security needs. Uniformed or plain clothes, armed or unarmed, one guard or 50. JS Protective Services, 978-537-6700, makes the security of your business their business. And if you have an emergency, we can provide same-day services for any contingency. Your business is your living. Keep it safe and secure with JS Protective Services, Inc., 435 Lancaster Street, Leominster, and on the web at www.jsps.us. Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543, on the web at aaronpallet.com. It's magic and more at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster. Tourneys, singles, D&D, Warhammer miniatures, Land's got you covered. You've got game at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster, 978-466-9851. On the web at landgamestore.com.
You have a radio. Feed it right. News and talk radio for Worcester, WCRN.
And we are back on this New Year's Day. A happy New Year to everybody there with 50,000 watts of AM power here at WCRN. I want to remind everybody that we're going to be back at our normal time next week at 9 p.m. Our guest is going to be Valpiro Babaloo Blog. We're going to be talking a bit about Cuba. And our in-house guest is going to be the lovely, the talented, and the intelligent... You guessed it, Roxanne DeLuca will be back.
Is she going to wear those dark cherry shoes again?
I honestly don't know. Now, if you want to join our conversation with Barbara Espinoza of the Hair on Fire radio show and American Freedom Blog and The Science Guy at thescienceguy.wordpress.com, you can call us at 508-438-0965, or you can email at us at thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com, and we'll listen to your comments and hear what you have to say. John, you had something you wanted to interject?
I did. Barbara, we're talking about McCain tonight so much. I really want to ask you, why do you think that John McCain has turned, let's say, shifted the way that he shifted? And like you said, he's always been for open borders. But why do you think that he pretends to be a Republican, but I never thought he really was. So what do you think is kind of up with him? I mean, like, why doesn't he come out of the closet, so to speak? I don't mean that towards the gay thing, but, you know. I mean, I thought it kind of rhymed a little bit.
Right. I mean, it sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I don't know, except you have to understand a part of it is Arizona is basically a Republican state. So my thinking is if he tried to run as a Democrat, that he would get his ass beat.
But how do you really feel, Barbara? Please.
How do I really feel?
I'm just kidding.
Well, let me tell you, I have done so much research on John McCain that it make your head swim. He did not vote for one quarter in the election in the Senate. There was one whole quarter that he was 100% absent.
Really?
Really.
Boy, I never would have thought that. I mean, I never would have thought that he would have been absent 25% of the time.
Now, I should point out that...
Only for one quarter.
Now, I do want to point out that Barbara's work on John McCain, you can find it all on her website, AmericanFreedom.com. Right, Barbara?
AmericanFreedom by Barbara.
By Barbara.com, yep.
And start in February in the archives and go all the way through And everything you never wanted to know, you'll find out.
Now, I wanted to talk a little bit. I want to get away from McCain for a moment and talk a little bit about border security. Barbara, you're on the border. I mean, you're in Arizona. You see what's going on there. How bad is the situation there?
Well, I'll tell you, it's really bad. In the last few weeks, in the state of Texas, a man was ran off of a 38,000-acre ranch by the drug cartel. In Arizona, Bob Krentz was killed, had a ranch on the border. We just had a Border Patrol agent killed. And it is just absolutely ludicrous that Janet Napolitano is in Afghanistan training these people for Border Patrol when she can't even keep the border of the United States secure.
Now, before we continue on that, we do have a caller. Charles, you are on the air.
Hello, this is Charles Arion.
Hello, Charles. How are you doing? What do you have to say tonight to Barbara Espinosa, the science guy, the tech guy, and John Weston here on WCRN?
Well, I was calling in about famous autographs and documents.
Yes.
And I was referred to Barbara by Cindy Zimmerman.
Right.
Of Scottsdale.
Right.
And I wasn't sure what the whole discussion was about. She just suggested that I give you guys a call.
Well, tonight we're talking about border security. So that's a little bit of a different subject than famous autographs.
She said it was on tonight, and you were talking about historical documents. But
oops.
So I probably couldn't help you guys in that avenue with the border security. I mean, I'm an advocate of border security. I live in Arizona.
Now, as a resident of Arizona, as a person who has to deal with this every day, there are misconceptions that I mean, we're in Massachusetts here.
Okay.
What is the misconception that a person here in Massachusetts might have about the border that you as a person in Arizona see every day? Hello, are you there? I guess...
Well, actually, Pete, let me take that for a second. I ran an event this past summer, and there was a gentleman who had planned his vacation to come up to Maine. And the event that I was involved in, he actually wanted to come to, so he was there. And I found out he was from right on the border. We lived right smack, like within, 10 miles or so of the border. And he was telling me that in the Phoenix area, that there are 2 to 3 murders a day that never make the news because they're directly tied to the drug cartels and the gang violence. And it's like they're not even reporting it, acting like in many cases it doesn't happen. Does that sound like, could that be for real, Barbara?
It is for real. And when you get closer to the border than we are, it is even worse. However, 80 miles south of Phoenix, there was a sign posted on Highway Interstate 8 going to California. There was a sign posted not to stop because this was a pathway for smuggling drugs and people or humans or however they worded it. The sign is posted on American Freedom by Barbara. They now have replaced that sign from the Bureau of Land Management stating that it's sort of been softened a little bit, like, don't stop here, it might be dangerous to you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like Jellystone Park, and they said that the bears might come up and grab your picnic lunch.
Well, no, there's not any bears there.
Well, I know that. Yeah. I was really just being a little sarcastic.
Yeah. I know.
Barbara, this is Tim. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I have a bunch of friends that work for an engineering firm out in Tucson, the Tucson area.
Uh-huh.
It's a big defense contracting company, and several of them have been, not several of them, but the company in general has told employees that work there, especially engineers, to be careful with their kids if they have younger children, because the number of kidnappings or attempted kidnappings has skyrocketed to the point where you really need to be very cautious. Kids occasionally have been approached just on the street walking home from school. Is that something that just hasn't made the media, or is that just overreaction by some company?
Well, no, I'll tell you where you get most of it. Well, I get an RSV from Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I get, and I get a lot of RSV direct from the border, people that work on the border and stuff. So, no, that is not unusual. As a matter of fact, in El Paso, there was just two Americans kidnapped. I just traveled from Scottsdale to Texas. I drove. And at one point, I was 14 miles from the border. I went through a border patrol station. I drove from Scottsdale to 125 miles inside Texas before I came to a border patrol station, and Highway 10 almost follows the border.
Pretty far.
I know. I had my gun laying on the seat of my car.
Well, I went to the University of Texas, so I've seen that happen on more than one occasion.
Okay.
Now, here in Massachusetts, people would be in a state of shock, except for us Sicilians, of course.
Well, I'm not Sicilian, but I am Texan.
That's pretty close, isn't it?
I'm almost. Anyway, I had my gun laying on the front seat of my car. The Border Patrol agent came with a dog, walked up and down the car, waved me to the next guy. Didn't look in the car, nothing. The next guy said to me in a Hispanic accent, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" I said, "Yes, are you?" And he said, "Yes," and I said, "Good." He waved me on. Coming back, I was outside of Lordsburg, New Mexico, before I came to a Border Patrol station, less than 100 miles from the border.
I've been through that area quite a lot, and I think people should understand that there might be 200 miles in between roads, so hoping that the illegal aliens come through a Border Patrol station is kind of like hoping the IRS forgets to send me a bill this year, right? It's just not going to happen.
No, that's not true. They come through the Border Patrol stations. If you'll go on American Freedom, you'll find the way they come through. They come through hidden in hay bales. They come through hidden in the back of semi-trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They come through in vans.
Straight through the Border Patrol stations? That's pretty blatant. I mean, that's
straight
something.
Down the highway.
Well, I'm really glad Napolitano's trying to teach other countries how to do border security. Ours sounds so secure.
Now, there's something that doesn't seem to make sense to me. Why would they eat the size of the border, and no fence, why would they bother going through the border security check areas? Why not go through some of the open spots?
Because, don't you understand, Peter? They're being transported to other states. They don't just come and stay in Arizona or Texas or California. They're being transported north. How do you think they get them in Massachusetts and Maryland and Chicago? They transport them.
Well, I must confess.
Well, actually, Barbara, you know, I'm not quite sure about the Mexican border, but I know that the Framingham police have been trying to find the opening to the tunnel that connects Framingham to Brazil. And they haven't been able to do that, and that's been going. That tunnel's been there now for, I don't know, a couple decades. But
well, they should start on the interstate.
Well, speaking
and they
of,
might find them.
Speaking of security here in the Western Hemisphere, I want to change gears just for a moment, because Tim the Science Guy wrote an article way back in the middle of December that it's something that has gotten very little attention. It's been ignored almost as much as the violence in Mexico. And that's a transfer of missiles from Iran to Venezuela. And your article is Iran putting missiles in range of the United States. And that's at the Science Guy's blog. And Tim, I was reading this article about the agreement between Iran and Venezuela to put missiles which can reach the U.S.
Yes.
in the country. And if you look at the mainstream media, I mean, it's been now 3 weeks
And nobody's picked up on that.
No one is touching this. How could something like this not
actually,
be reported?
I read that article.
Yes.
And if you'll go on today, there is a picture of Hillary Clinton with Chavez.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, well, the thing about those missiles that I don't think a lot of people have figured out is that if you do a couple of Google searches, which I did before I wrote that, on what Iranian missiles are actually capable of, they actually have fairly sophisticated guidance systems. They're not that amateurish. They actually have multi-stage rockets, which is not easy to do. Those things could hit most of Texas, certainly all the border states, at least in one form or another. They can't quite reach Washington, D.C., but if you look at what Iran claims they're developing currently, if they put something slightly longer range, they could potentially reach D.C. in a couple of years. Now, if you couple that with the obvious fact that Iran has said, we certainly want nuclear weapons, and then also couple that with the fact that they've said they want to wipe Israel off the map, and the thing after that they want to go after is the United States, that doesn't sound like a really good thing to me. It sounds kind of like the Cuban Missile Crisis, only with a less calm person on the other end. Now, a lot of people, I did get a little bit of email about that article after I wrote it, and some people say, well, we'll just put Patriot missiles on the border or something. And what people don't understand is knocking down a missile with another missile is not a trivial thing. And Patriot is really good at knocking down a Scud or something the size of a Scud, but these missiles are four times that size, five times that size, and Patriot's just not up to that job.
Well, don't you also think that you have to have an administration willing to do it?
Oh, absolutely. You have to have an administration willing to do it. Because right now, we don't have the troops that are available to just say, hey, let's snap our fingers and put a couple thousand Patriot missile batteries on the border.
Well, you also have to understand, too, that they there's never a crisis that they're going to have that's going to go to waste.
Oh, absolutely.
And how else are you going to take over a country without a major crisis?
I agree with you. We've had several Democrats openly on the news said you can't waste a good crisis. But this one, you know, wow, this one, you could get into a real world of hurt here playing games with this one. This is not one you want to mess around with and wait till the 11th hour. This is one you want to get out in front of and smack it down from the start. And I'm not sure this administration has the fortitude
cojones
to go off and
do
that.
Cojones is the word.
I agree with you. I was trying to clean that up a little bit.
Cojones is a nice clean word.
But I was trying to think that somehow they have to get out in front of these things. And who was it that said it was the crazy guy down, the bald crazy Democrat from Louisiana once said that if Hillary Clinton gave one of his cojones to Obama, they would both have two. I found that to be a very interesting statement coming from a Democrat. So.
Well, the question becomes, with the Republican Congress taking over in 2 days,
yes,
will we see a shift, or more importantly, with an election coming in now it's next year? Oh, my God. Now that it's 2011, the election is next year. Will we see a change? Will the Obama administration suddenly decide that these things are important?
I don't think Obama will decide these things are important. I think he's going to claim he's focused on the economy, but I don't know that he's going to be. I don't think he finds defense his number one or even his number four priority.
No, it's vacation.
Well, golf and vacation are one, number one and number two.
Yeah, but Barbara, you know the good thing about that?
He's not in Washington.
There you go.
There you go. His vacations are the cheapest time we've had since he's been president.
Yeah, well, when people aren't there, they can't spend our money. Although, then again, maybe that's not quite true.
They spend less money.
Yeah, that's every cent that they're not spending is a cent that we still have.
So, but anyway, the point to that article was that here we have a country who has openly said we don't like the United States and we are open to hostilities against the United States. They have openly said we're going to put. I'm sorry. They have openly said we're going to put effort into developing nuclear weapons, and then they said no, we're not. Then they said yes, we are. And anybody who believes they're not is, in my opinion, just a little bit loony. They have a lot of money going into developing longer-range missiles and better guidance systems, And there's a lot of reasons why you would want to target Texas, and putting things where they're putting them certainly wants to say we're going to target Texas. Now, you might ask yourself, why target that particular state? Where's the one place in the country that's actually still manufacturing quite a lot of things? Texas is about it. And the reason for that is they have no state income tax. So a lot of companies want to move stuff that you manufacture to the place with lower taxes.
And that's one of the reasons, by the way, why Texas has four new congressional seats and Massachusetts has one less.
Yeah.
And New York has two less and Ohio has two less and Pennsylvania has one less. I mean, people aren't leaving here just because they don't like the snow. Because Arizona got some snow this week, did it not?
It certainly did. It's been colder than a well digger's fanny here, and I've been freezing.
That's a good one.
I mean, it has been cold.
Well, for Arizona, I mean, for Massachusetts, it's probably shorts weather.
Yes,
but
right.
For Arizona, that must be really, really cold.
That's right. It was 51 degrees outside today. I went out without a jacket. My friends from Texas ever heard that, they would look at me like, have you lost your dang mind? You know. But
well, you know what? There, I have friends that have a place, when I stay up north, it's like an hour and 10 minutes from my front door. And they were snowed in. And on American Freedom, I've got an article on global warming.
Yes, global warming, the easiest way to, it's just another tax, in my opinion.
Now, let me tell a little global warming story.
Okay, we've only got a couple of minutes left, so you're going to have to put it in gear.
This will be fast. When I was a graduate student, for people that don't know, I do actually have a PhD in physics, so...
He's a rocket scientist.
That's right.
And a lot in Dramat owner, which is an interesting combination.
When I was a graduate student, I published an article on global warming. We looked at fluctuations in the output of the sun, temperature on the earth, and there was a pretty high match. So we went one step further and looked at fluctuations in temperatures on Venus and Mars. And turns out the fluctuations in temperature, the rise in temperature, directly matched that on Earth on both Venus and Mars. And it directly correlated with the solar output.
Now, how many factories are on Venus and Mars that are pumping out the CO2 that is causing the
problem? That was my contention, but the other interesting bit to the article was I used Greenpeace's global warming numbers and referenced them in the article pretty heavily. I got hate mail for months about that particular article. But
well, that's because you're attacking a religion.
I know. So, you know, yes, the Earth gets warmer and cooler, but we can prove it has warming periods. There's been ice ages before, and there's not currently one, so... This, to me, is just a natural cycle of the Earth. I don't like pollution any more than anybody else, but do I think we've had the ability to influence that global temperature? I don't think so.
Well, listen, it's getting near the end of our time. I want to give you some thank yous. First, Barbara, I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing your time with us here on this New Year's Day, and I want to wish you a very happy New Year and many more.
You're welcome. I was glad to do it. Enjoyed it very much.
And I hope to talk to
you. Send me the science guy's information because I'll have him on the radio show.
I think that would be a great thing. And your radio show, let's give a plug for that again. That's KFNX in Arizona. What time can people listen to your radio show?
It is actually 1100KFNX.com, and it's Air on Fire. And it's Monday nights at 8 to 9 Arizona time.
And also John Weston.
Wherever you are in the world, we don't ever change time.
And also John Weston, we're going to be hearing you again on Conservatively Speaking every Saturday from 7 to 9 o'clock before my show.
Yes, you will. Of course you will.
And you should be, if you're not listening online to Conservatively Speaking, you ought to be.
And actually the great news with our show is we're actually in the process of developing a fantastic website. So you're going to have to stay tuned for that one coming out soon.
And, Tim, where can people find your website?
TheScienceGuy.wordpress.com.
And this is The Tech Guy at thetechguy.wordpress.com. So check us out there. Email your comments about the show at thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com. And want to remind you that next week we have Val Piro of Babaloo Blog and the lovely and the brilliant Roxanne DeLuca will be here in the studio. And in 2 weeks, the blog father himself, Instapundit, will be on the... here at the show. We look forward to having you back. A happy new year to one and all. This is Pete I, the Tech Guy, signing off. And again, a happy new year to all those listening. May it be a prosperous and blessed new year to you all.
like a ghost from out of this world. Now we can just as well miss from a high school.
Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry, known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg. On the web at aaronpallet.com.
News delivered, conversation encouraged. We are News and Talk Radio for Worcester, 830 WCRN.
Mass Auto Recycling has teamed up with Able Auto Buyers to ensure that WCRN